Thank you. Thank you. Massachusetts and Washington, D.C., and anywhere else he's ever lived because he's that fantastic a drummer, Luther Gray. The man with the magic fingers over here, Pete Fitzpatrick. And our special guest, this band had played some music, as I said, and we're back together playing again. But we are not only added to, but exponentially expanded by the addition of the marvelous Kyoko Kitamura on.
I'm so sorry.
And a nasty blue.
Yeah.
Where the next piece we're gonna play is gonna be. I have no idea how long it is because it's brand new. This will be the premiere, and we've never actually played it from the beginning to the end. So it might be like 7 minutes, and it might be like 3 hours. I think it's probably somewhere in between. So don't worry. If it is 3 hours, you have my permission to leave. But this is a piece. I'm actually quite excited. This is something I've been wanting to do for years. My sister is a novelist, and a really wonderful novelist. She wrote a book called Madeline is Sleeping. Her name is Sarah Swanian Bynum, and she wrote this book. I think it came out in 2003 or 2004. It got nominated for a National Book Award. Woohoo, my sister. And caused a big controversy because all the National Book Award nominees that year happened to be women who lived in New York. So the literary establishment was aghast. Aghast, I say. that like Philip Roth didn't get nominated, and so everyone was grumpy, particularly Philip. But I like my sister's book much more than his. So I wouldn't write a piece about Philip Roth's book. I'm digressing. I apologize. I've been wanting to write text to this for ages, and so I've taken some excerpts of this book, and shameless plug for my sibling's work. I would read it. It's fantastic, and it would have been very difficult to portray in music anyways, and so I didn't even try. We just sort of took little images. A lot of it is the dreams and coming of age and sexual awakening of this girl in sort of 19th century France named Madeline. So rather than trying to tell a narrative story, we just took some of the sort of the snapshots of her dreams that we're playing with. So this piece is called Madeline Dreams. And also it's dedicated to a dear friend and inspiration of my sister's and mine was an incredible vocalist named Lorraine Hunt Lieberson, who passed away a couple of years ago, and was really sort of our aunt by proxy, who was just a really powerful influence on both my sister and I. So this piece is dedicated to her in her memory. That's about all I have to say. It's probably more than I had to say. So this is Madeline Dreams.
Hush, hush, mother says, Madeline is dreaming. She is so beautiful when she sleeps, I do not want to wake her. The small sisters and brothers creep around the bed. Their gestures of silence becoming magnified and languorous. Fingers floating to pursed lips. Tiptoes rising and descending as if weightless. Circling around her bed, their frantic activity slows. They are like tiny insects, suspended in sap, kicking dreamily before they crystallize into amber. Together, they inhale softly, and the room fills with one endless exhalation of breath. Shh. Le Petoman.
Mm-hmm.
parted company. He kept during his reign in Paris. But once, just once, but was he bouncing lightly, lived in the tails of his well-cut coat. He bounced lightly, lifting the tails of his well-cut coat. Child who rarely could. lesson. Listen, Madeline. The viol sighs. The girl sits beside her. You should listen. Music, more than any other thing in the world, teaches us emotion. The viol grows agitated. Pathos, fury. The viol sobs, longing. Desire. Madeline tells herself to listen hard, for she wants to expand her meager vocabulary. She has taken inventory and discovered the emptiness of her shelves. Curiosity, amusement, grumpiness, delight, disappointment, that is the extent of it. Her ear to pay strict attention, but as Charlotte sways beside her, the bow seesawing furiously, Madeline finds that it is not her ear, but her very body that is being exercised. The song rises up through her limbs, her heart, her stomach, like the heat from a flat and sun-soaked rock, and deep within her, something begins to reverberate as if her own hidden strings have been set aquiver. There is only one emotion she feels, not the spectacular and edifying range that Charlotte has promised. No fury, no pathos, no longing, just a wild tumult inside her. Could do that. She points at the strings, the flickering bow. When you play, I feel as if I could play too. As if to play so beautifully were as easy as taking and releasing a breath. As easy as falling Metamorphosis.
Oh, my God.
Memory will not adjust to this. The pulse, the stirring of new organs.
Thank you.
Sold because a lady has given you eyeglasses with green tinted lenses, and you guard them on your journey with all the care that you once bestowed upon your suitcase. The ferry carrying you from one end of the lake to the other. And when you land and see the pretty town on the side of the mountain, I hush. When Madeline sleeps, Mother says, the cows give double their milk. Pansies sprout up between the floorboards. Your father loves me, but I remain slender and childless. I can hear the tumult of pears and apples falling from trees.